yeah, even as I was writing it, like, it really didn't make sense for someone else to do it. I'm really, I love writing for other directors, mm-hmm. and that's mostly what I intend to do with my career. But this was a movie that was, you know, there was a huge autobiographical element to it. There's also going to be a lot of improvisation. There are a lot of, the middle section is largely unscripted, so I just needed to be there, and so it really wouldn't make sense for me to be, you know, next, you know, in Video Village telling the director what I thought needed to happen. I needed to actually do it myself.
Yeah.
And I was ready. There were things I was curious to try and to experiment with. Mm-hmm. And as the screenwriter, sometimes I can, like, put those experiments in there, but they very rarely make it through the whole process. Like, the first Charlie's Angels had, as scripted, had this really amazing fight sequence, which was all happening in split screen.
Mm-hmm.
So essentially, Lucy Liu's character and Kristen Glover's character, like, they were on other sides of, like, an iron fence, and they both needed to get to the same place. And so the action split, so you followed both of them, and it became this big split-screen fight. And it was really, really cool, and it just never happened.
Yeah.
And so, like, I have all those things, and I really wanted to do that. And so I was able to do some of the split-screen stuff in the Nines that I'd always had there that I wanted to try.
Coincidentally, Charlie's Angels was also an autobiographical story.
People don't realize that I am actually Dylan
in
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
That's really my backstory.